This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The medical industry has known for years that as hospitals become more automated, the dangers of computer viruses become more serious. Well, the Food and Drug Administration has now issued an official warning. The FDA says both device manufacturers and care facilities need to take more steps to protect against computer viruses or even cyber attacks. A senior official told the Wall Street Journal that they were aware of hundreds of devices already infected by malware, and it's not as simple as clicking uninstall.
It is important to be very prudent in these situations, and it's not the same as putting a new app on your iPhone.
Chester Wisniewski is at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. He says last summer, a researcher showed how he could remotely hack an insulin pump at a hospital bed and deliver a deadly dose of medicine to a patient. But part of the problem is how expensive a simple software update can be for an entire hospital system. Wisniewski again.
You literally have like infusion pumps, IVs that nurses are hooking up to people in emergency rooms that are running 10 and 15-year-old versions of software that have hundreds, if not thousands, of known exploits that somebody could use to manipulate them or take control of them.
So what is the FDA's prescription for a clean bill of health for medical devices? Well, they may sound familiar to us all. It's the tech version of wash your hands and eat your vegetables. Changing passwords, regular checkups on the networks that connect hospital machines, and, of course, update that software.